Good morning. I'm Barb Mostaghimi. Psalm 148 calls all creation to praise the Lord. We join with springtime blooms and buds, more hours of sunlight, newborn animals, singing birds, and greening landscapes. Welcome to worship, no matter where you are on your faith journey. We extend a special welcome to those of you who worship with us through our radio broadcast on KCHEC Radio and to all who join us online through our website, zionlesueur.com. We welcome your comments, contributions, and prayer requests. If you are visiting Zion today, please sign the guest card so that we can personally greet you. Today's radio broadcast and bulletins are sponsored by Dolores Lave in memory of Orville on his birthday, May 20th. Thank you to all who give to this ministry. This morning, we are honoring our graduates during the worship service. Please congratulate them as they complete their high school or college career. Registration for Vacation Bible School is open. You can register online, or paper registration forms are on the sign-up table in the narthex. Scholarships are available to anyone attending VBS. Your financial support of the radio broadcast in any amount helps keep the worship services available to those who are unable to attend worship in person. Now let us join in worship.
People are often eager to tell you what success looks like. What education, what experiences, what networking and resources you need in your pursuit of happiness. But this is my deepest prayer for you. May you learn to harness your energies toward your passion. May you remember that true strength is found in gentleness. May you keep your word even when it's hard. May you find the good in yourself and see the good in others. May you keep in mind that everyone is fighting their own battle, and the greatest gift you can give is a kind word. May you fight the urge to be in a hurry, knowing that time is a non-renewable resource. May you find ways to bring peace into your relationships. May you know and experience the fullness of joy. May you feel, know, and share love with everyone. Because without it, life is just noise. These are your credentials. This is how you are known. Let these traits be your calling card. May the seeds you've planted continue to bear fruit for endless seasons ahead.
We gather here in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Will you please join with me now in our call to worship? Your steadfast love, O Lord, is better than life. Therefore, our lips will praise you. We will bless you as long as we live. We will lift up our hands and call on your name. For you have been our help, and in your presence we sing for joy. Will you please stand as you are able and join together in our opening hymn?
Thank you.
as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great and vast is God's love for us. Therefore, with confidence, we pray together our prayer of confession. Gracious God, our sins are too heavy to carry, too real to hide, too deep to undo. In your mercy, Lord, forgive what our hearts cannot bear and what has become for us an obstacle to peace. Set us free from a past that we cannot change. Open to us a future in which we can be changed, and grant us grace to grow more and more in your likeness and image, through Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Amen. Friends, there's no greater joy in this moment than the heart of God reaching out to us in forgiveness. It is God's great pleasure to come into our lives with mercy. Friends, Jesus Christ bore our sins in his body on the cross, that you and I might be dead to sin and alive to all that's new and good. Believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we're forgiven. We're loved and accepted as we are today. Thanks be to God. Amen. As God's own forgiven people, set free, let us greet one another with the peace of Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Good morning. At this time, we would like to recognize our high school seniors and college graduates, Manny J. Mustagimi, Alexis Sullivan, Matt Weil, and Nathaniel Weil. If you would each come forward to the microphone and share your current and future plans after graduation, please.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Matt Lyle. This past Saturday, I just recently graduated with a bachelor's degree in agronomy. My future plans are to work at River Country Cooperative in Lee Center as a custom applicator and under an agronomist.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Nate Weil. I'm actually a 2024 graduate, but as of so far this year is my 1 year anniversary of working at Egg Partners Cooperative under the agronomy operations. It's been a fun time so far, and we're looking for more years to go.
Good morning. My name is Manjay Mosagimi, and I'm attending St. Catherine University to play volleyball and to major in sonography. Go Wildcats!
Good morning. I'm Alexis Sullivan, and I'm going to Mankato State University to major in dental hygiene.
Wonderful. Thank you. On behalf of the Christian Education Committee, we would like to present a few gifts to you today that remind you of our love for you. And congregation, after the service, if you would all like to join us for cake and fellowship to celebrate our graduates, that would be wonderful.
Please join us now in our prayer of blessing. Before you were formed, God knew you. While in your mother's womb, God named you. At your birth, God's breath filled you with life. At your baptism, you were called by name to be God's own. Today we celebrate who you have become and pray for all that is yet to be. And so we pray together. As they step forward into the world that awaits, comfort their fears with the full knowledge of your divine presence. Strengthen their resolve to walk in the footsteps of Jesus as modern-day disciples in a world that needs their gifts and their hope. Thank you.
continue in worship now in a time of prayer. We ask continued healing prayers for little Hilda Kale. And her grandma writes this: she has had a bunch of milestones because of all your prayers. Thank you, Zion. She has just one feeding tube and oxygen at this time. Thanks be to God for that healing. We pray also for the family and friends of Val Gilbert, formerly from Le Sueur, the mother of Janet Moriarty and Gary Gilbert, both of Le Sueur. Let us begin with a time of silence. Good and gracious God, we rejoice with these young people before us today, young women and men that we care about so much and who have done so well. And today we're grateful for the power of the human mind to make decisions, to think things through, to use reason. And throughout history, Lord, you've blessed us with people like Da Vinci and Pascal and Einstein and Bach. Yet we're especially grateful for those who had a direct influence in their learning, who journeyed with them every single day, parents and grandparents, teachers and professors, coaches, mentors, friends. For all the love and sacrifice made by others who helped them along their way. Lord, we know that they and all of us can be here in this sanctuary this morning simply because we belong to that beloved community we call the very body of Christ. And so we pray also for those who are not among us this morning, for loved ones who have passed from this life and for whom we still grieve. By your grace, Lord, fill the emptiness with the power of your Holy Spirit, who grants to each of us strength, hope, and peace. We remember in our prayers those who are ill. For your precious servant, Lisa, and her beloved family. For those still recovering from illness or surgery, for little Hilda, for John Lave, Stuart Kringen, and so many others we name in silence before your throne of grace. Grant them, Lord, full and complete healing, and bless all those who provide for their care. We lay these cares and our joys and our fervent hope, trusting fully in you, even as we pray together the prayer that Jesus told his followers to say: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning. Our first reading is from the book of Psalms, chapter 40, verses 1 through 8. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the desolate pit, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear, and put their trust in the Lord. Happy are those who make the Lord their trust, who do not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after false gods. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts toward us. None can compare with you. Were I to proclaim and tell of them, they would be more than can be counted. Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, but you have given me an open ear. Burnt offering and sin offering you have not required. Then I said, here I am. In the scroll of the book it is written of me. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. The second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and therefore we also speak, because we know that the one who raised Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and will present us with you in his presence. Indeed, everything is for your sake, so that grace, when it has extended to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For our slight, momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of the word.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Holy God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations upon all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, Manny, Alexis, Nate, Matt, I want you to hold up that brick so everybody can see it. That's your special gift from Pastor Jan. Hope you enjoy it. You know, a recent study found that only 38% of high school and college graduates remember what was said to them at their graduation ceremonies. And so that means I should probably just skip the sermon for today, right? Don't worry, though. I'm not going to give any tests afterwards. There are lots of memories here in this sanctuary, aren't there? In this sacred place where you were baptized, possibly, where you were confirmed, where you attended vacation Bible school, where you received communion for the first time. And here you are today. Amazing to behold. Today, one part of you is looking backward in the rearview mirror at great memories. One part of you is also looking forward, looking ahead. And those of us who are adults who have already graduated in some form or another always think of this time kind of nostalgically. We think, oh, it's an exciting time. It's all full of good vibes and laughter and parties and everything. Of course, we love celebrating those things with you. But we also know that graduation time can be stressful because you're really standing between two worlds. On the one hand, these memories of the past. On the other hand, the hopes that you have for the future. That past you, who learned the alphabet, learned to tie your shoes, learned to ride a bike, went to your first slumber party. And then that future you, who's going to be making decisions, choosing a career, forming new friendships, and living on your own for the first time. You're on the crest of a wave right now with a view of where you came from and the vision of where you're going. We kind of focus on the big stuff, don't we, in life? The scholarships, the awards, the championships. Who doesn't? You got to fill out your resume, right? But life is also built on all those little things we do. The things that maybe you forgot to put down on your college application. You might think those things didn't really matter all that much. The conversations that you had with somebody. The support you showed your friends. That extra rehearsal you went to. That 7 a.m. practice. The times that you did something kind for someone. You might think all those things didn't really count for a whole lot, but those little fragments matter. They matter eternally. Because all those little things multiply upon what Paul called the weight of eternal glory. Now, when things are going well, and we hope they are, it's kind of easy to understand what St. Paul was talking about in that passage from 2 Corinthians this morning. The eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. And most of the time when we think about glory, we think about the good things that happen to us, right? Good grades, getting invited to a party, playing varsity. Maybe a really great field trip that you went on. But the kind of glory that the Apostle Paul is talking about here today is also that heavy stuff. The burden, the weight that you had to lift and carry to get to this place where you are right now. Now, graduates, the congregation thinks I'm only talking to you. But I'm really speaking to all of us this morning, including those who join us on the radio. Paul wrote that letter to that little church at Corinth because they were overwhelmed by the problems they were facing. They got confused about the direction they were heading. They didn't know who to believe. They didn't know who to trust. Sounds kind of like high school and college, doesn't it? Instead of trying to solve their problems, though, and just fix everything for them. Paul told them those very struggles were something of incredible value, and that those very struggles were something only temporary and would eventually become a treasure, the weight of glory. Most of the time when we think about glory, especially God's glory, we think about things that are just spectacular, like a rainbow in the sky, or seeing the Grand Canyon, or looking up at the Big Dipper. But the glory of God is never just limited to the natural world. The glory of God is revealed in you. The glory of God is revealed in the little things. And in that respect, it's personal. The people that we care about. The things we decide we're going to take on. And just as importantly, the things that we decide not to do. And that kind of weight, that kind of glory, depends upon your character. Then, as Paul says, before we enter into that glory, we've worked hard. We've invested ourselves, and sometimes we're just plain exhausted. We might get hurt in the process. We might feel overwhelmed. Of course, you can try and avoid all those difficulties, but those things are eventually going to come your way. And in fact, those things actually have to happen so that God can keep recreating us. So that God can restore us back to life. In pop psychology, they call that resilience, that ability to get back up again after you've been knocked down a time or two. The Apostle Paul had different words for that. Listen to what he said. We do not lose heart. And Paul was building on the wisdom of Jesus there. In Matthew 11 that you just heard, Jesus was speaking to that group in the wake of an awful rejection from the very cities where he had worked the hardest. His greatest work was done there. And the people of those cities, well, they loved the miracles, the healing, the forgiveness, the feeding of the 5,000. But when Jesus started talking to them about sacrifice, about loving their enemy, about repenting of selfishness and prejudice, those very people turned on him. And that's how we know that Jesus truly is both Savior and friend. Because even after that awful rejection, Jesus was still speaking words of comfort to the people that followed him. He said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest." You see, when Jesus lived here on earth, he knew what it meant to work hard. He knew what it meant to stay up late, to rise up early in the morning, to devote himself to prayer, only to have people criticize and complain and turn their backs on you. And you find that same spirit in Psalm 40 that you heard this morning. King David was so sick of heart when people in his own kingdom turned against him. He described it as being thrown into a pit filled with mud. Paul calls these disappointments and betrayals the process of wasting away. And no, that's not the same thing as wasting away in Margaritaville. We arrive in glory not because these bodies of ours are going to last forever or take us to the Olympics, because they won't last forever. In fact, we human beings actually peak out physically at about age 30. Hate to break that to you. Instead, glory is bestowed on us by giving our suffering and our questions and our pain to a loving and merciful God. We're not sharing just the good stuff like making the honor roll or our prom pictures, which I'm sure were really wonderful. But giving to God our heartbreak, our doubts. And that's why Jesus can say, "Take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Join your life to mine, is what Christ says there. We know there's a big difference between the glory of this world and the glory that God grants to us. And you'll know God's glory not by the number of followers you have on Instagram, not by your personal charisma. You're going to understand that kind of glory when the suffering that goes on in this world matters to you. By doing the right thing when it would be just as easy, maybe easier, to take a shortcut. You'll know it by speaking the truth when it would be easier and probably safer to remain silent. You don't see in there anywhere where Jesus said, "Just take the nearest exit ramp." He says, "Sit down. Take a load off. I will give you rest." And if you've ever been tempted to question or reject Christian faith altogether, just read those lines again from the book of Matthew. Being a follower of Christ isn't so much focusing in on your sin and all the things that you've done wrong in your life. It's really about laying aside this need we have to prove ourselves all the time. We've got this restlessness about us, always pushing ourselves to do a little bit more. Sometimes we take on more than we can handle. The guilt and anxiety we feel when we think we haven't done enough or that we're not enough. This invitation you heard from Jesus today isn't just about taking a nap. It's about taking the time to just walk through the woods. Let the rain splash up on your face. It's about looking out at a field that you just planted and seeing those little green things popping up out of the ground, new life emerging. All these little miracles that we're privileged to see that we just sometimes overlook because we're too busy. And it's really about knowing how wonderful, how irreplaceable each of you really are in the sight of God. Because when we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people, we're dishonoring the God who made us and gave us life. That's the kind of thing that sends people running off to a plastic surgeon or a therapist or going to the car dealership and thinking we maybe need a new car. Instead of yoking ourselves to truth and love, sometimes we yoke ourselves to TikTok. We yoke ourselves to having more money and getting ahead, tying ourselves to the opinions of other people. If you've ever gotten burned out by the benchmarks of success, Jesus says, "Come to me." He's not offering advice. He's offering himself. This weight of glory shared with him, is it a trophy or a shiny medal? It's more like that brick that I handed you this morning. It's rough. It's hard as a rock. Heavy as a stone. And the good thing is, God has actually created you, created all of us in such a way that we're designed to lift and stretch and struggle, but we were never meant to do that alone. Back in 2019, 19 young people, 12th grade students in India, all committed suicide after the release of their school exams. Even in 2022, over 2,000 deaths in the country of India were attributed to failure of examinations at school. Now, the parents and the officials blamed it on that intense pressure to succeed. The pressure's real. It's heavy. But it wasn't just the weight of all that stress and competition. There was something else going on there. Those students had nowhere to turn with their supposed failures. They weren't worshiping a God who is mercy and life and hope. They placed all their hope in getting into the right school, getting the highest grades, getting the best job, making the most money, and making their parents proud. They were studying hard all the time. They missed out on a lot of fun. They neglected their friends. They were losing sleep. And they were carrying that terrible weight, like that brick, on their backs and carrying it alone. So then when their test scores came back, those young people broke down under the weight of it all. And as it turned out, sadly, the test results were actually wrong. But it was too late. 19 wonderful, gifted young people were crushed underneath the weight. Everything they had was placed on the line. This has been said a lot of times, but I want to repeat it again. Failure is not forever. But God's love for you is. And as I look out on you this morning, each of you on your own are so very gifted, so bright, caring, so strong. But just remember, as wonderful as you are right at this moment, there's an even greater strength that's coming to you, a greater beauty of spirit that lies ahead for you. Your faith, your character, your education, those are all things that nobody and nothing can ever take away from you. And that's why I gave you those bricks this morning. You ever wonder why I did that? They're heavy, they're awkward, they're inconvenient. But those bricks now represent the bigger things in this world. They represent the kids in this world who won't ever get to go to school, who will never even be able to pick up a book because they can't read it. You're entering a world right now where there's this new, enormous weight upon your whole generation. Those bricks are all the people in this world that have been displaced. People who don't have access to food or medicine or clean water. All the people who are afraid to go to sleep at night because of fear of war. But do not lose heart. We who are in this church still share that burden with you. Instead, just start small. Keep showing up. Roll up your sleeves. Because whatever career path you choose, we're going to be with you. Do the very thing that makes you feel just a little bit afraid. And no matter where you walk, know this: God in Jesus Christ will be at your side. And you'll never be alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Will our ushers please come forward for the morning offering? living God, accept the offerings we bring to you in a variety of ways, through our voices, our talents, our resources, our time. Grant that they may go where we cannot go, that they may reach where we cannot reach, that they may do what we cannot do. Use them to strengthen your church and advance your kingdom here where we are and far beyond, for Jesus' sake. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give to you his peace. Amen. Please join together now in our closing hymn.